97.5, The Fanatic.
Now, without further ado, he is the Sixers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Keith Pompey joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. How are you, Keith?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm doing tremendous. I appreciate you coming on, bro. Okay, so the 70s... Thank you very much. The 76ers, 14-3 now at home after kind of a surprising loss to Cleveland. But they still, again, even before the bubble last year, they dominated at home. They let one get away last night. First of all, how frustrated should we be as Sixers fans for letting a game like that get away?
Oh, man, I think the fans should be frustrated. But I also think it goes to show you that this team lacks depth. It seems like they have six guys, and, you know, some people may criticize Seth Curry, Danny Green. Some people say they don't know about Shake, but it just seems like when they have their starters and Shake Milton misses a game, the one of the six, they struggle. And no matter who they play, they struggle to the level of their opponent. And I think last night was, you know, proof of that. It just always happens. In the beginning of the game, I'm saying to myself, like, okay, they're going to come back. They're going to get this team. They're flat. But then you look at it and you're like, well, this is how it normally is. When one of the six guys is out, the Sixers tend to play down and struggle or lose, you know?
Well, that's a problem. How are they going to address or fix that problem?
I mean, they're going to have to fix that problem, you know, via trade. I mean, they're going to have to... I would hate for them to trade out one of those guys and bring someone else in because you're still going to have six players, right?
Yep.
But it seems like, I mean, that's what it is. They have to upgrade the bench. I mean, they just have to because, you know, right about now, they just don't have it. Now, who knows? Maybe they can upgrade the starting lineup and one of the guys who are in the starting lineup can go to the bench and that could help beef the bench up as well. But right now, I understand that you are going to, I saw what Charles said, and you are going to reduce your bench a little bit in the playoffs. But right now, you do need some bench guys who can come in and who can contribute and who can help the team whenever you don't have one of the six playing.
Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Appreciate it, my brother. Okay, so the trade deadline is March 25th. Yeah, really, the assets, if you really want to make a blockbuster, it's probably Ben. I don't think they'd do anything with Joel. Other than that, you might be, you know, trying to upgrade here, trying to upgrade there. But don't you think they are a significant piece away from making a real run at this thing, a significant shooter of some sort to really bolster their perimeter game? Because Charles was right, and you're right. They really don't have much from the outside, and we're not going to see it from Ben Simmons anytime soon, I do not believe.
Yeah, but you know what? It's different type of player. So when you talk about trading a Ben Simmons, it has to be a James Harden type.
Right.
Like it has to be an MVP caliber type
correct.
Of guy. And if it's not, I mean, I can't see you getting rid of Ben Simmons.
I just
can't.
I agree.
You know, I can't. So, you know, it would have to be one of those second tier type of guys and who can blend in with Ben, Joel, Tobias. You know, but right now I can't, you know, I don't see that right now. Now maybe if there's a team struggling and they may say, okay, we'll give that type of athlete up or that type of player, but I just can't see at this particular time, you know, Ben Simmons being traded. Now I could see it for James Harden in a heartbeat, but not for anyone else. I don't see that.
Do you think they should have pulled the trigger on that if that was actually on the table a few weeks ago?
You know, it's weird. Like, it's easy to, at the time, it was easy to say yes. But right about now, you know, I'm seeing a different type of Ben Simmons.
Sure.
Now, again, he did shoot a three yesterday at the last second, and he made it. But, you know, you look at what Ben's doing for this team right now. He's attacking the basket. You know, he's playing solid defense. You know, the thing is, has he locked everyone down? No. But at the same time, he's drawing that assignment. And I have yet to see a player lock everyone down. But he they're not losing because of Ben Simmons. I mean, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid have been playing like all-stars. Tobias Harris has been playing like an all-star, too. So they're not the problem. The problem is they're not deep enough. So I don't think that I would trade Ben now. But, you know, back then, it's one of those things. If you have to get a James Harden, yeah, I mean, you have to do what you have to do to upgrade the team. And that's the only reason, that's the only way they were going to be able to get him, by getting rid of Ben. So I understood that 100%.
You make a good point, and it's one that just, you know, jumps off the page or whatever it is, or out of the television set when you watch this team this year. I've seen a significant improvement in Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Tobias Harris. All three have had, you know, a jump in productivity. Is that, you know, I'm trying to figure out the common theme or thread. Well, Brett Brown's not here anymore. Doc Rivers is here. How much do you attribute that to Doc Rivers? And if not, like why are we seeing this jump, this very aggressive improvement offensively in those three guys?
It's Doc Rivers. I mean, Doc is the common denominator. I mean, you look at Tobias Harris is being utilized more. He looks like, and he's being utilized like he was when he was with the Clippers. Joel Embiid, I'm going to say Doc, but I'm also going to say Joel Embiid. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, Joel Embiid hit the equivalent of his rock bottom last year. And what I mean by that, in the bubble, you know, Joel Embiid was a fan favorite. Everyone loved him. You know, the media, everyone, like, he was, you know, you knew he was going to be a second team All-NBA, battling for first team All-NBA. He didn't get that last year. Ben Simmons did. You know, in the bubble, Joel was dominant early in the bubble, and he didn't make the all-bubble team that they had. And I think for Joel, it got motivated to whereas he was like, I'm out to prove these people wrong. And I think the fact that Doc Rivers is putting them in great situations, and also that there's a hunger and a desire, not saying he didn't have it before, but he's out to prove people that he is still that guy. I think that's why he's playing at an all-star level. Now, Ben Simmons, you know, I think is Doc Rivers. I also think is Sam Cassell. Like, if you look at it, you know, Ben Simmons doesn't always have the ball in his hands. You know, he'll start off at point guard. He'll play a little bit of power forward. He'll line up at center when Joel isn't out there. You know, so I look at it as if that is Doc Rivers and Sam Cassell getting him to buy in to like, hey, you know, less is more, but we need you to be more of a role player, so to speak.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you're still going to be an all-star. And it worked out for him. So, yes. It is the coaches, but I also believe when it comes down to Joel, we see a hunger that, you know, that was not, I'm not going to say it was missing, but it got a little complacent knowing that he was always going to be, quote unquote, the guy.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I agree with you. Keith Pompey, Sixers beat writer from the Philadelphia Inquirer on the Comcast Business Hotline. Keith, the Nets are an interesting bunch. You know, when Kyrie doesn't go AWOL, I mean, they have a pretty good squad there, and they're healthy. And, you know, defensively, they're not much to write home about, but they would go on an 8-game winning streak and haven't had all their guys healthy. And Durant now is going to be out another month. They did lose last night, though. But how much of a problem are the Nets going to be for the 76ers?
A big problem. But here's the one thing about the Nets, right? The one thing that really intrigues me about this Nets team. Like, we're talking about Kevin Durant's going to be out a little while longer, right?
Yep.
Some more time.
Yep.
Now, my thing is, when he gets back, are they going to have a problem getting all three of them acclimated again? Because do you remember, like, with before Kyrie came back, they were phenomenal.
Yes.
With KD and Harden.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Kyrie comes back, and then they start slipping. They start losing games that they shouldn't have lost. And now it's like to a point where they're playing in such a rhythm. I believe they only played 7 games with all three of them together. Like, to me, that may take a while. Like, on paper, it's great.
Sure.
But to me, that may take a while for them to get back into that rhythm and for guys to know their roles with all three of them. So, you know what I mean? As much as I think they are the best team in the East, you know, I think that they're going to slip. They're going to lose a couple games when he comes back. until they get their role together.
And what can we expect out of Kyrie? I mean, he leaves LeBron because he wants to be Batman. He goes to Boston. It doesn't work out. He's not even Robin here. He's Alfred. He's the butler. And how is he going to feel about that? It seems like it was his doing to kind of put this team together, or he had a hand in it. But, you know, sometimes you never know when he's going to go south. Is Kyrie happy now with the team that they have there in Brooklyn?
See, I disagree with you slightly as far as being Alfred, because I think that that's a problem. Because what I mean by that is, if you notice, when they had all three of them together, Kyrie was taking the most shots.
Okay.
And they were losing, right? So, I mean, in order for them to win, I think he has to be Alfred. But he was taking the most shots. And at the end of the game, people were saying, well, why was Kyrie taking those shots? You know, well, what about the other two guys? So I think, like, what they're doing is, right now, it's kind of like they're going along with the flow, just so Kyrie can think, like, yo, I'm the man, so to speak. But I think, like, in order for them to be successful, he's going to have to be it. And here's the thing. Like, you know, KD won the championship. He won multiple championships.
Yep.
He was a former MVP.
Yes.
Harden was a former MVP. It's going to be, and I know that Kyrie won a chip with LeBron, but it's going to have to be one of those things where they say, look, young fellow, you assembled this team. You know, we want to win. We're going to help you get there. We're going to do this. We all of us are sacrificing right now. You're not the one sacrificing. But for us to get a chip, you're going to have to sacrifice a little bit. And if he's willing to do that, I think they'll get it. But right now, when all three of them were playing, it just seemed like he was the one getting 30-something points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Harden was getting 12 or whatever. Durant was getting his, but at the end of the game, they were going through Kyrie. And I don't think that's not how they're going to win. They're not going to win that way.
Beautiful stuff. Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Choir has just joined us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Don't just bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Hey, appreciate it, brother. I know you took some time out of your busy day to come on with us. We always like having you, and we always love hearing from you, bro.
I'm just happy the dog wasn't barking, because before I got on, the dog kept barking. I was like, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me.
Nah, you're done. What's your dog's name?
Aspen is a white dog. I wanted to name him, like, you know, Snowball or Snowflake, sure, whatever. My daughter's like, no, I'm going to go to Aspen, Colorado, so let's name him Aspen. I'm like, okay, I guess I got to take you there now.
That's a pretty name. Well, you tell Aspen he or she did a nice job for us today. We appreciate it.
Isn't he? But I will.
All right, thanks, Keith. We'll talk to you soon,
right,
brother.
Man.
Appreciate
Bye.
It, man.
Bye.
Love that dude. Keith Pompey, Philadelphia 76ers beat writer from the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's just awesome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.